Welcome, sweet viewers, and Mbolo, which is hello in Bulu, a language spoken in Cameroon, Africa.
Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
In today's news, over 1,000 students in Rwanda attend an Ingando for Peace. In invention news, a lifesaver bottle makes water clean in seconds. In travel news, Australian Airlines Qantas and Jetstar offer a Fly Green program. In health news, Cuba has excellent health care at low cost. In sports news, a 60-year-old Russian grandmother becomes world powerlifting champion. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, October the 7th, Intergeneration Day was begun in 1991 by Fred Remstedt. Intergeneration Day, the first Sunday in October, marks the start of a week of intergeneration celebrations. The purpose of Intergeneration Day is to encourage the participation of elderly populations in the communities they reside. Activities include potluck dinners, block parties, carnivals, lectures, seminars, and community revitalization activities, among many others. Over 100 organizations, including Microsoft Corporation, Easter Seals, and Victorian Hands Foundation, have endorsed, participated in, or helped organize events around the world. May God bless Intergeneration Day with happiness and peace for the elderly and the communities they live in.
Flying News. United Nations envoy speaks of historic opportunity for Myanmar. After returning from a four-day trip to Myanmar, United Nations envoy Ibrahim Gambari said that he had urged the country's leaders to move towards democracy. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Mr. Gambari said, "This is an hour of historic opportunity for Myanmar. To delay the prospect of a peaceful, prosperous and democratic Myanmar is to deny it to those who deserve it most, the people of Myanmar." Thank you, Special Envoy Gambari and the United Nations, for your concerned efforts. May Buddha bless the Myanmar people with abundant harmony and peace.
Flyin News. International campaign to abolish the death penalty gains momentum. Groups opposed to capital punishment from around the world are gearing up for the World Day Against the Death Penalty on October the 10th. On that day, the World Coalition Against the Death Penalty will launch an international campaign from Rabat, Morocco. Related events are taking place in Puerto Rico, Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Lisbon, Portugal, before presenting a petition to abolish the death penalty to the United Nations General Assembly in New York City. Thank you, World Coalition Against the Death Penalty, for working toward a new age of compassionate justice based on reverence for life. May heaven bless your efforts with success.
Flying News. U.S. President increases the number of refugees admitted to the country. In a letter to the Secretary of State, President George W. Bush announced that the number of refugees who will be accepted to the United States this year will increase to 80,000 total. An emphasis is being placed on people coming from the Middle East, as well as South and East Asia. Thank you, and God bless President Bush for helping provide a new home for those seeking a safe haven. May all refugees in the world be blessed with lives of restored stability, happiness, and love.
Fly-in News. Netherlands aids Palestinians of Gaza Strip. Dutch Minister for Development and International Cooperation, Bert Koenders, announced on Thursday that the Netherlands plans to give some $4.2 million in emergency humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The donation comes in response to a plea from the United Nations, which asked the Netherlands to help improve the situation. The money will be spent on food, fuel, and medication. Thank you, and God bless the Netherlands for extending the hand of friendship to the Palestinians in Gaza.
Flying News. Myanmar government broadcasts special TV report. In a detailed report on Friday, Myanmar State Television reviewed the past week's meetings between United Nations envoy Ibrahim Gambari and both General Tan Shwe as well as Aung San Suu Kyi. It was the first time in 4 years that Aung San Suu Kyi, a renowned Nobel Peace Prize winner and leader of the country's National League for Democracy, had been shown on state media. Myanmar television also reported that Special Envoy Gambari had encouraged Myanmar to find a political situation and take solid steps for the democratic process. Thank you, Myanmar leaders, for sharing this broadcast with the nation's people. May heaven bless Myanmar with true peace.
Fly-in News. UNICEF praises Cuba for positive results in health cooperation programs. At a press conference in Havana on Friday, Niels Castberg, General Director of UNICEF for Latin America and the Caribbean, commended Cuban health authorities for the positive outcomes of the country's health cooperation programs. Currently, Cuba has a 0.05% AIDS infection rate among 15 to 24-year-olds, one of the lowest worldwide. Thank you and congratulations, Cuba, for these positive results and this fabulous news for your youth. May heaven bless the Cuban people with peace, good health, and happy lives.
Fly-in News. Aulac or Vietnam receives 5 million euro donation from Belgium to improve living standards in rural areas. A visiting group from Belgium's General Department of Cooperation Development made the decision to provide funds to the central Benin province. 6 development projects will benefit from the donation, including upgrades to the reservoir, 4 waste treatment zones in various geographies, and a water supply factory. Thank you and God bless Belgium for your generosity to the people of Aulac. We send our best wishes for the successful completion of these projects.
Fly-in News. European Union increases support in trade to Africa. Developing countries in sub-Saharan Africa will see increase in trade assistance from the European Union by $1.4 billion over the next 3 years. On Tuesday, the European Commission official stated these funds are used to help develop the capacity to trade in partner countries by providing training and technical assistance, supporting private sector development, meeting health and safety standards for export, and facilitating regional market building. Thank you and God bless European Union for your strong support for economic progress in Africa. May heaven bless the countries of Africa with abundance and happiness.
Flying News. Woman returns money-filled bag. A U.S. sanitation company employee named Debbie Cole found a plastic bag on the roadside filled with $65,000 in cash. She immediately contacted a supervisor who called the police. It turned out that the money had fallen off an armored car half an hour earlier. When asked if she thought about keeping the money, Ms. Cole said, "To be honest, no. It didn't even cross my mind." Thank you, Debbie Cole, for this honourable deed. God bless you for your noble gesture and may your life be filled with even more abundance.
Fly-in News. Iranian students win first place prize in Romania's science fair. At the 11th International Science and Technology Fair, the Iranian student team won first place. The fair took place in Bucharest, where over 4,450 novelties were showcased by young inventors from 24 countries. Iran's team of over 20 students from Iranian universities displayed their latest inventions and took home 9 gold, 7 silver, and 4 bronze medals. Congratulations, Iranian students, on your major accomplishment. May Allah bless you in your future scientific endeavors.
In peace news, over 1,000 students attend an Ingando at the Peace and Leadership Center in Nkumba, Rwanda. Ingandos are educational activities that help to bring about reconciliation and reintegration within Rwandan society. The President of National Unity and Reconciliation Commission, Dr. Jean-Baptiste Habyarimana, encouraged future leaders to join in a spirit of forgiveness, sharing, and inspiration for the people of Rwanda. May the spirit of Ingando continue to thrive throughout Rwanda. God bless all Rwandans with peace and harmony. Up next, Qantas and Jetstar Airlines offer credits to offset carbon emissions. We're going to take a moment to thank God for our manifold blessings. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more noteworthy news.
And happy to welcome you to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Instead of going out and buying expensive tools, especially tools you may need to use only occasionally, how about getting together with your neighbors and start a tool sharing club? You may want to find out first what tools are available, what tools people may need, and decide where tools will be stored. Coming together with your neighbors and organizing lending arrangements can be fun. Sharing makes better use of resources and save unnecessary expense. Thank you for watching, and now we will have a look at the weather from around the world.
Dimension News. A new lifesaver bottle could revolutionize clean water availability in areas where the water is not pure. Businessman Michael Pritchard from Ipswich, England, has invented a bottle which sells for £190 that makes unclean water drinkable in seconds. Mr. Pritchard, who runs a water treatment business, hopes that the bottle could be a lifesaver for refugees in regions where access to clean drinking water is vital. The bottle can clean up to 6,000 litres of water without a filter change. Thank you and God bless you, Mr. Pritchard, for coming up with this new invention. The Lifesaver Water Bottle is life-saving love in action.
In travel news, airlines are going green. Australian leading airlines, Qantas and Jetstar, have launched a Fly Green program to allow passengers to offset their individual flight emissions by buying carbon dioxide credits. These credits would then be used to support environmental projects, including funds for renewable energy sources, tree planting, and energy-saving projects. As part of its launch, Qantas pledged to plant 90,000 eucalyptus trees across the country to help ease global warming. Thank you and God's blessings to Qantas and Jetstar for your care of Mother Earth. May God bless your passengers and staff with safe and happy journeys. Up next on Noteworthy News, Cuban healthcare system delivers first-rate service at low cost. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In health news, Cuban health service is highly praised. Studies by the World Health Organization of the Cuban Health Service confirm the excellence of the country's healthcare provision at a fraction of the cost of wealthier countries. Almost everyone in Cuba has been vaccinated, and access to a local doctor at a low cost is available to all. All doctors are trained in acupuncture, herbal cures, and other complementary therapies. Cuba has offered her medical services to many countries for decades. Now Cuba offers free medical scholarships to thousands of students worldwide, with a proviso that they return to their own communities to serve the people in need. Thank you and heaven bless Cuba for your dedicated services to the people of Cuba and other countries. May all enjoy good health and happiness.
In sports news, it's never too late to take up a new challenge and succeed. Tatiana Fomina, a grandmother from Ulyanovsk, Russia, first took up the sport of powerlifting at the age of 48. Now, at 60 years old, she holds a world record in her age group for powerlifting, 200 kilos or 440 pounds. Ms. Fomina said, "You have to be sure of your goal and go for it and work hard to achieve the results you want. If someone really wants to achieve something, they'll do it." Congratulations on your wonderful world record, Miss Fomina. God bless you with many more healthy and happy years.
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai. This is a joke entitled Different Interests.
There were a couple who were very happily married despite their different interests. He's very crazy about golf, and she is always in the antique auction, but they get on well. One day, the husband was sleeping, and he was dreaming about playing golf. So he said, four. And immediately, she's also is still in sleeping, say, four and a half.
And now, for our viewer's heartline. This message is by Ethan from the United States in response to the Words of Wisdom program on Supreme Master Television.
Love and compassion to all beings, because in the end, it's all that matters.
Thank you, Ethan, for watching our program and for your enlightening heartline. We wish you peace, happiness, and God's love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on the screen.
We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. You can find us around the world any time of day and any day of the year at SupremeMasterTV.com.
May your every moment be filled with God's grace. Nekeya. That's our goodbye in Voodoo.